We are all awakening beings seeking to express our birthright of unconditional love. There are 12 pathways that will lead us toward the love we are seeking. The first path reminds us to let go of clinging to security, sensation, and power, allowing love to fill our moments without our having to control anything. Day 15 is the 12 pathways to love. The 12 pathways to love is based on Ken Keyes Jr., one of my main mentors who taught me so much about love. He talks about the pathways to unconditional love because that's what love is. It's unconditional. There are no conditions tied to it. We love freely. We just love because the person is, and we don't expect and demand anything. He was a quadriplegic, and he went through a lot of suffering. I told a story about him in another one of these lessons, about him sitting outside the door, hearing his girlfriend, the one he really loved, having a sexual affair with another man. And he overcame the feelings of jealousy and anger and rage. And by the morning, he felt love for her. And he taught all of us how love can be, if you're willing to follow these pathways. And I know that as you're listening to these pathways, you will definitely hear some similarities to what might have been said in the Bible and what is said in the 12 steps and in each of the other classes that I've taught so far. There is one way to love unconditionally, and that's to let go of a lot and love. Beginning today, treat everyone you meet as if they were going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster, and do it with no thought of reward. Your life will never be the same again. Og Mandino. The first part of the 12 pathways is called Liberating My Conscious Awareness. First pathway. Notice the image, if you look closely, that this person is sitting in a meditative state, but there are all these different foods and drinks and things that this person could be attached to. So this is the first pathway. I am freeing myself from security, sensation, and power addictions that make me try to forcefully control situations in my life and thus destroy my serenity and keep me from loving myself and others. What security, sensation, and power addictions do you have? And we use the term addictions not so much the way people in the medical and psychological field use addictions. It's anything that you feel craving for and that you have to have and that you do that, and it can also interfere with your relationships, interfere with how healthy you feel in your body because you have a craving for a certain food or for alcohol or drugs. So that's what it is. I am freeing myself from security, sensation, and power addictions. Second pathway, I am discovering how my consciousness-dominating addictions create my illusory version of the changing world of people and situations around me. And the image I have is of a woman whose consciousness-dominating addiction is toward a man or a partner in her life that hasn't called and didn't send a text, and she's concerned and wondering and building a whole story in her mind about why this person is not contacting her. In second pathway, I am discovering how my consciousness-dominating addictions create my illusory version of the world. Third pathway, I welcome the opportunity even if painful, that my minute-to-minute experience offers me to become aware of the addictions I must reprogram to be liberated from my robot-like emotional patterns. So there is so much that we do automatically, and the third pathway invites you to pay attention, to really see it as an opportunity. Each time you get upset, your natural way of automatically responding and getting upset and doing things that actually hurt you in the long run, you're not thinking, what would love do now? You're automatically responding. So the third pathway is welcoming the opportunity, even painful opportunities, to become aware of the addictions you need to reprogram so that you can be liberated and not automatically have to respond in the same way that doesn't really get you what you want in the end. So the second part, which is another three pathways, is being here now. Sounds simple, but it's not so easy. The fourth pathway, I always remember that I have everything I need to enjoy my here and now, unless I'm letting my consciousness be dominated by demands and expectations based on the dead past or the imagined future. And Ken Keyes, in his book, The Handbook to Higher Consciousness, tells a story of a man who's running from a tiger. So he runs up a tree. He thinks he's going to be safe in the tree, but then the branch that he's clinging to starts to crack. And as the branch is cracking and he knows that he's going to fall, the tiger is going to get him and eat him and destroy him. But as the branch is starting to fall, he sees a strawberry at the end of the branch, and he reaches out to the strawberry, puts it in his mouth, and enjoys the flavor of the strawberry. That is being in the moment and finding what you can enjoy in the moment. So I always remember that I have everything I need to enjoy my here and now. Don't let your consciousness get dominated by addictions and needs and expectations. The fifth pathway, I take full responsibility here and now for everything I experience, for it is my own programming and actions that create the reactions of everyone around me. How often have you been willing to take full responsibility? Or will you take a little piece of the responsibility? Well, I said this, but he did this and this and this. Take full responsibility, which means you want to say things in a loving way, say things in a way, and do things in a way that helps other people around you to feel loving. And when they don't, you take full responsibility that maybe you could have said it or done it a little bit better, to help them a little bit more, to open up the space and free it up a little bit more. So the fifth pathway, I take full responsibility here and now for everything I experience. The sixth pathway, this is a big one for a lot of people. I accept myself completely here and now and consciously experience everything I feel, think, say, and do, including my emotion-backed addictions, as a necessary part of my growth into higher consciousness. Imagine accepting yourself completely, here and now, in the moment. I love myself. If you're able to do that, think how much more easily you can accept someone else, knowing that that person may have difficulty accepting him or herself, and in certain moments, definitely. So I accept myself completely here and now. Interacting with others. That's the third part. and there are three pathways. Seventh pathway. I open myself genuinely to all people by being willing to fully communicate my deepest feelings, since hiding in any way keeps me stuck in my illusion of separateness from other people. Why is it that we love songs that are so sensitive, that talk about the rejection and the hurt, or movies that portray such pain in life, emotional sadness? We don't love songs that are just superficial and just light. Yeah, sometimes they're okay. Sometimes they're cheerful. But we love those songs filled with emotion. Well, and also we like when the person sings the song with total emotion, or dances or acts with full emotion. That's what touches us. That's what brings out the emotion in us. So why do we think that when we're with other people, it's okay not to be so open? Why do we think we have to protect ourselves and hide, that they may be judging and criticizing us? I have discovered that when somebody judges me, either they have not had the experience and it scares them a little bit because they think it's something that could hurt them if they got involved, or they really are jealous that I'm behaving and thinking in a way that they're not free enough to think. So I don't really know what someone else's motives are. Therefore, I open myself genuinely to all people by being willing to fully communicate my deepest feelings. Imagine that in a love relationship, that you reveal everything, your deepest feelings, and yet you don't make demands. You express it, you feel it, you share it, and you let that other person be free. How amazing can that be? The eighth pathway. I feel with loving compassion the problems of others, without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments, which are offering them messages they need for their growth. If you get caught up in the other person's problem, you're not honoring the fact that they need this, whatever it is. Someone's an alcoholic and going really downhill. That may be the thing that that person needs. They always say a person has to hit bottom before they can rise. But even in a relationship, so often a spouse will not change, will not do something, and then they split up, get divorced, and the person starts doing it. He would not take dancing lessons with his wife, and then he goes and takes dancing lessons. There's something about hitting bottom, losing everything, that helps you to finally shift, have another perspective and change. So the eighth pathway is I feel with loving compassion the problems of others without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments, because those predicaments are offering them messages they need for their growth, whether or not they're listening to the messages right now. The ninth pathway. I act freely when I am tuned in, centered, and loving. But if possible, I avoid acting when I am emotionally upset and depriving myself of the wisdom that flows from love and expanded consciousness. So one of the problems we have is lashing out in the moment. You're so angry and you're yelling at the person and you're crying and you storm out of the room. What's really a good way to do it? Yes, you might get angry, you're seething, you might yell something, but walk away, quiet yourself down, do whatever techniques you can use to calm yourself down, to get another perspective, and then when you feel tuned in, centered, and loving, then come back and face the problem and talk about it. It's amazing what a difference that can make. If you try to talk to an angry person, an enraged person, they're not going to hear you. So what's the point of it? You have to find a way for both people to be tuned in, centered, and loving. And then you can have that important conversation. And always remember to say it in a loving way. Start with love. Approach it with love. Remember, people don't only hear your words. They hear your tone of voice. They feel your energy. They see your body language. So act freely when you're tuned in, centered, and loving. And if possible, avoid acting when you're caught up emotionally. Realizing cosmic consciousness. I had an experience at a yoga retreat, a Shivananda yoga retreat in Paradise Island many, many years ago, where Ravi Shankar was playing the sitar. I had been meditating for days, eating this really pure vegetarian food, except for the days when I snuck out and went to this Holiday Inn and had a beautiful buffet of a lot of food. But most of the days it was really this very light vegetarian food, and we were meditating and doing yoga. And in that moment, I was sitting and someone was doing a little bit of shiatsu on my back. And suddenly I went into this altered state where I was praying to Jesus. And in my family, we had never even mentioned Jesus because I'm Jewish and it was not something that we did. And in that moment, I suddenly understood what it was like to be a road and have people riding over me and to be a tree standing tall. And I suddenly started to send love to every person I knew, everyone, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents. I was like flowing with love. I knew that love was everywhere for everyone. I had a moment of that. And then I saw people later that week. I saw that their eyes were like computer ticker tapes. They were just going back and forth, and that their eyes were revealing that their brain is just taking in information and taking in information. I just saw it so clearly. And then I saw how everybody is playing a role. And I continued to see that when I got back to New York where I was living. I remember a truck with a guy hanging out in his outfit, whatever it was, a garbage truck or another kind of truck. And I just saw he's playing his role. It was like I felt that if I kept thinking that way, I was going to have a nervous breakdown. But I had that experience of cosmic consciousness, awareness of everything that is and what's really going on with human beings. So that is a goal, to realize cosmic consciousness and then to live in that state. So the 10th pathway is I am continually calming the restless scanning of my rational mind in order to perceive the finer energies that enable me to unitively merge with everything around me. I had that experience, and it happened when I was about 30, and I've discovered that it happens to a lot of people at around the age of 30. There's an opening. And then it has taken me 35 years more to really grasp it. And I'm still learning. I'm continually calming the restless scanning of my rational mind in order to perceive the finer energies that enable me to really merge with and understand the oneness that we exist in the universe. The 11th pathway. I am constantly aware of which of the seven centers of consciousness I am using. And that will be talked about in the next lesson. We have seven centers of consciousness. They are spoken about in terms of chakras, and Ken Keyes Jr. spoke of them as centers of consciousness. I am constantly aware of which of the seven centers of consciousness I am using, and I feel my energy, perceptiveness, love, and inner peace growing as I open all of my centers of consciousness. So am I stuck in the lowest center where I need security? Am I stuck in a lower center just above security where I need sensation? Am I stuck in the third center, which is all about power, getting power over people, feeling powerful? Or do I hang out in the love center, my heart center, but it's not as full as it could be? I love the people that are near me. I love with certain conditions. Or do I operate out of the cornucopia center, where I'm seeing the oneness and the beauty around me? Or do I operate out of really complete self-awareness, knowing that I'm a spiritual being? Or do I operate out of cosmic consciousness? I am constantly aware of which of the seven centers of consciousness I'm using, and I feel my energy, perceptiveness, love, and inner peace growing as I open all of the centers of consciousness. And the 12th pathway, I am perceiving everyone, including myself, as an awakening being who is here to claim his or her birthright of the higher consciousness planes of unconditional love and oneness. I am perceiving everyone, including myself, as an awakening being, and I'm perceiving that everyone is seeking unconditional love. They often seek it in a negative way, but that's really underlying whatever they're doing. To be loved and feel valued, to feel like they count in this world while they're alive. You have no need to travel anywhere. Journey within yourself. Enter a mine of rubies and bathe in the splendor of your own light. By Rumi. The love that saves us is not the love that might come to us in the future, but rather the love we can give to whomever is around right now. That was written by Marianne Williamson. This 30-day love challenge is serious and life-changing. You will see amazing results if you seriously intend to expand your loving and love fearlessly and openly. Start each day focused on love. In every moment, ask, what would love do now for me? And for me in this moment, and for me for my full future, knowing all that I do brings me closer or further from love. End each day realizing the power of love. Review the moments you turned away from love. Review the moments you shared your love freely, and review the moments you felt loved by others. The love pledge. Recite it silently to yourself and then repeat it out loud, preferably looking in the mirror. Every day I develop greater awareness and communication, acceptance and forgiveness, compassion and tenderness, love, trust, and respect for myself and for others. The love agenda for today. In your love habits journal, write about unconditional love. Choose one pathway of the many of the 12 pathways. What can you do now to follow that pathway? And these pathways, it can be in order, but it doesn't have to be in order. You can pick one pathway, and that can lead you to unconditional love. There are many avenues, many ways to get there, but you need to start somewhere. And please share your pathway, your chosen pathway, and how it affects you in the Facebook group. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I'm so excited that you're hearing these beautiful words that I heard so many years ago and memorized and lived as much as I could. And now you have an opportunity to take it in and live with it. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. As we close, remember, start each day focused on love. In every day, feel the love. End each day realizing love, and every day, repeat your love pledge.